A lot of attention is being focused on illegal immigration and the Biden policies, with the GOP actually looking to make some attempt at unification within their ranks over this issue. So too, Mexico is no longer willing to keep migrants who are looking to enter America on the Mexico side of the border. That was an arrangement and agreement made during the Trump administration. Well, they realized, man, that's a lot of people. Well, what's up with these Biden Please Let Us In t-shirts, which I've seen in photos of the migrant caravans? Everyone has them. I mean, I know they're being sold online by a variety of vendors, but who's paying for those shirts? There's some organized effort there. I'd be curious to look into. I believe the phrase is crisis at the border, but that depends on who you're talking to. If you're against relaxed immigration, well, we need to send them back. If you're in favor of relaxed immigration, we need to bring them in faster. It's to the point now where the Biden administration is actually now looking at using abandoned NASA buildings in Texas to house those trying to get into America. Now, what is the current statistical situation regarding those trying to get into the country? These are the latest numbers from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. More than 100,000 people were either apprehended by or surrendered to federal immigration officials on the U.S.-Mexico border last month. That's continuing an increasing trend that began last year during the Trump administration and is certainly continuing now under the Biden administration, especially since word got out that Biden rolled back several of Trump's policies regarding immigration. Numbers that came out Wednesday from Homeland Security include about 9,460 unaccompanied minors and more than 19,240 family units. That is an increase of 62% and 38% respectively compared with January's figures. In Texas, the Rio Grande Valley and El Paso sectors of the U.S. Border Patrol are still the busiest crossing points. Nearly 28,000 and 13,200 migrants apprehended last month in those areas respectively, which technically also includes part of New Mexico. Border officials recorded more cases of someone caught trying to cross the border illegal in January and February than they did in the peak months of 2014 during the Obama-Biden era. Since taking office, as I said, President Biden's undone quite a few Trump immigration policies, saying that it's meant to reflect a more humane approach toward migrants and asylum seekers. Critics saying that the approach has encouraged the increase. They're also refusing, the Biden White House is refusing to call the situation a crisis at the border, but did acknowledge this past Wednesday that striking a balance between messaging and compassion is, as they put it, an uphill climb. Now, this is not a new problem, any stretch of the imagination. Since the Reagan years, it's been allowed to stew and expand thanks to promises being made, but actual policy falling short. Strangely, the most effective deterrent has been the economic crash back in 2008, when wannabe immigrants learned that jobs were scarce. They stayed away, and some already in the country illegally actually took off and went back to their home countries. If it can't be agreed by all sides that the current state of the issue is a crisis, then finding a solution is going to be challenging at best. History tells us that back in the Ellis Island days, not everyone was allowed in who knocked on the door. Now, on the flip side, if you think the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill was excessive spending, try calculating the cost of deporting every illegal currently in America, which is somewhere, depending on the study you reference, somewhere between 11 and 20 million. So think about it. Is the proposed 8-year path to citizenship really such a bad alternative?